Calling back. Hold on. Stay abreast of what I'm doing. Calling back case number 3. 24-007. Bridgeport came back, right?
Yes.
Oh, you're still waiting? Never mind. Just kidding. Just kidding. We'll go on to a next case. I should have asked first. Case.
Case number 1 is here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Case number 1, 23-296. Morning, folks. Oh, well, you can sit, but can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
I do.
Thank you. You may be seated. Okay. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling in your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
I am attorney Colin Milne, C-O-L-I-N, last of Milne, M-I-L-N-E. I am representing the issuing authority, the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection.
Thank you, counsel. And counsel, noting for the record a conviction on 4-4 of this year for threatening second and reckless endangerment in the first degree under 53A-63 and 53A-62, respectively.
That is correct.
And those are automatic disqualifiers under our statute, correct?
Yes, Chair.
You look baffled.
Yes.
Were you in court on April 4th pleading guilty?
Yes.
Okay.
And yes. When the judge said, I'll write a letter asking for your reinstatement of your pistol permit, I said, well, we had a deal. And that's the only reason why I accepted this.
Did you have counsel at the time, sir?
No. Mm.
Well, I can tell you this. No matter what the judge says, you have these convictions on your record, and the statute that applies in this situation states that based on those two convictions, you cannot possess a firearm in Connecticut. So you have two options.
This is crazy.
You have two options today. You can go forward knowing that we're going to immediately call a vote, and your application will be denied, or your appeal will be denied. You can withdraw your appeal, in which case your permit will not be reinstated.
No.
But we don't have the power, sir, to grant your appeal, is what I'm saying. So it's up to you how you want to proceed today. But there's really no path forward.
I've made up my mind. I've got to take.
I didn't make up your mind. I didn't write the law.
No,
so the legislature,
to have this.
Yeah.
Exception of the charges overturned. So I have to take this to the Supreme Court. This is crazy.
Well, you may want to talk to
them. If they can make a deal like that and lie.
Yeah, well, if you want to speak to a lawyer, perhaps that might be the best path forward. But for today, I can't do too much with this case, nor can we. Would you like to proceed or would you like to withdraw your case?
What's to proceed with? I mean,
I just have to hear it from your mouth. I can't infer what your desire is.
Total waste of time. I mean, you could not have just told me this in the letter?
No. We can't give legal advice, sir.
There's nothing for me to do today.
So would you like to withdraw your case, sir?
Withdraw my case?
Yes. I need to hear you say it. It's really your decision.
I don't see where there is a case here.
I agree with you, sir, but I can't withdraw your case for you, so you have to tell me what you want to do.
I'm doing nothing. I'm doing nothing.
You're doing nothing?
No. I need to seek counsel.
All right, sir, if you do nothing, we are going to call a motion and we will deny your appeal. And that denial will be on your record. So if you reapply for a permit going forward, you will have to answer the question that you've had, not just a revocation, but also you have lost an appeal.
This is crazy. I'm sorry about that. This is ridiculous.
Okay, sir.
I mean, I don't even have a witness here.
Sir, we have many cases.
My witness can't even come in.
I don't know that it would make a difference whether you had a witness here or not. Sir, what I'm telling you is what the statute, the black and white letter of the law says your appeal cannot be granted. So you have two options. You can proceed knowing that your appeal will be denied, or you can withdraw your appeal for today. But then you'll have to go through a process of reapplying for a permit in the future, most likely. If you want a permit in the future.
I can see what's going on here, so it's easier for me to just leave the state and go to one of the other states that I do have permits in.
Okay. The appellant is not indicating what he wants to do. Does anybody want to make a motion?
Make a motion and find for the issuing authority based on the fact that the appellant is statutorily prohibited to have a permit.
Motion has been made by Ms. Johnson to find for the issuing authority.
Second.
Second by Colonel Lewis.
Okay.
Is there any discussion on the motion?
Thanks.
All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Motion passes unanimously at 10:52 a.m.